If you are able, please stand for the reading of the gospel. This is the gospel according to Matthew chapter 13, beginning with verse 24. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. Let us both grow them together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, 'First, collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.'" Then he left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He answered, "The one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the people of the kingdom. The weeds are the people of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears, let them hear." Praise the Lord. Penny, bring him on down.
Okay, guys, come on down, all my kids. These are a few of the kids that were at the Vacation Bible School. They wanted to share some of their songs with you. We had a great week. Everybody had a great time, I believe. I know we did. So we're going to go ahead and with a couple of our songs. Go ahead, Josh.
Made for this, I live for this. God has a reason, reason for my life. I'm gonna shout it out without a doubt. I was born for this, live for purpose.
There's a God who made it all, everything we see. The mountains fill the oceans, and he built me. He's with me, he's for me. I am not alone. He's with me, he's for me. I know.
Shout it out without a doubt. I was born for this. Stand for purpose.
brother. In his hands got you and me, sister. In his hands got you and me, brother. In his hands got the whole world in his hands. Here. In his hands got everybody here. In his hands got everybody here. In his hands got the whole world in his hands.
Well, you can see they had a lot of fun. That was only a few of their songs, but they really got into them and they loved them. We wanted to thank everybody for their support, your prayers, the donations that we received. It helped a lot and helped the kids have a great time. Thank you very much.
Let's give it up one more time for Penny Brandt, who has been our coordinator for many, many years. Thank you, Penny.
Hard act to follow. But I do want to, it connects to the sermon. the wheat was sown, and the enemy sowed weeds among the wheat. And the weed that they were talking about is called a darnel. It looks a whole lot like wheat until it comes into its full blossom. It's real hard to tell apart. And so when the servants came to the master and said, should we pull up the weeds? He said, no, because you might damage the wheat. He said, let them both grow together. And then at harvest time, we'll separate them, burn the weeds, and bring the wheat into the barn. When the disciples asked Jesus to explain it, Jesus said, the field represents the world. The wheat represents the children of God. The weeds represent the children of the evil one. The one who sowed the good wheat is the Son of God, Jesus. The one who sowed the bad weeds is the devil. Harvest time is the end of the age, judgment day. The harvesters are angels. The weeds are the evil in the world, all of the things that cause sin, and those who have not accepted Jesus will be bound up and cast into the fiery furnace, into hell, for all eternity. The wheat, the children of God, those who have made sacrifices in this life, who have turned their backs on the world and seek after the kingdom of God, they will be gathered into the barn, which is heaven. The point, you know, I don't know how many times I've read this over the years, but the point that I really want us to look at, which may not be quite as clear, let those who have ears hear, is that Jesus said to let the wheat and the weeds grow together. Don't tear them up. At the end of the age, those who did wrong will get what they deserve. Those who did right will get what they deserve. So who are we then to try to tear up the weeds in this world? There are weeds all around us. And just like the weeds in that day, the darnel, there are weeds that look a lot like Christians, but aren't. And then there are those weeds that look nothing like Christians, you know. There's those weeds that, I don't know, wear like print shirts with sleeves rolled up and got this mustache. Well, no, I'm not talking about you. It's not you, Brian. For a homogenous group of people, we're all, white Anglo-Saxon, whatever, the weeds might look to us like people that are tattooed from head to toe with body piercings all over and chains, and it could look like a lot of things. There's a lot of evil in the world. There are people doing things that we do not agree with, things that we know go against the Word of God. But we can't waste our time trying to pull up weeds, because we're going to gather up some good people in the process too. People who are just misguided. People who are just lost. And if we're out there in sitting in judgment, pointing the finger and condemning people, we're going to hurt some good people. And not only that, but we're not going to be spending our time the way God wants us to spend our time. And that's in extravagant love. Loving the world. Do we want the weeds to become wheat? Absolutely. And how do we go about that? Not by pulling them up. We go about that by loving them. Our memory verse for this for the last 2 months has been what? It is what? Romans 12:21. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. James chapter 4, verses 11 to 12. Brothers and sisters, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against a brother or sister or judges them speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you are not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. But you, who are you to judge your neighbor? Matthew 7, verse 3. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? James chapter 5, verses 19 and 20. My brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring that person back, remember this. Whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins. And you turn people back from the error of their ways by loving them, not by sitting in judgment. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be alert and of sober mind. And of sober mind doesn't mean quit drinking. Being of sober mind means don't be ruled by your emotions. So the end of all things is near. Be alert and of sober mind so that you may pray. And above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sin. The mercy you use is the mercy you will receive. Give, and it will be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and overflowing. We are to conquer evil with love, not sit in judgment. And I got to tell you, I have wrestled and wrestled with issues. You know, we see stuff in the news all the time, either on TV or in the paper, we hear about it. People doing rotten, mean things, stealing, killing, abusing, living lifestyles that we don't agree with, dressing in ways that we don't agree, talking foul language, saying nasty things about people. Yeah, it's wrong. It goes against the Word of God a lot of times, you know, and it's just wrong. And the way to get over it is to love them, to pray for them. Overcome evil with good. That's what God was saying when he said, let the wheat and the weeds grow up together. People will get what they deserve in the end. Judgment day is coming. Harvest time is almost upon us. Love people with an extravagant love. Give it away. Give away the stuff you collect. Give away your time, your talents, your gifts. Give them away to people whether they deserve them or not. It's not up to us to sit in the judgment. We are only to love people. Be extravagant with your love, God says, because I was extravagant with my love for you. Hey, there was a pastor, came to a church, new pastor. Everybody was excited, seemed like a really good guy, you know. Handsome, you know, 6'2", a little overweight, bald. They're laughing at me. Anyways, this new pastor came to the church, and he got up, and church was packed, and he preached a powerful sermon about repenting of sin and about going out and getting involved in the community and inviting people to come to church and helping them and meeting their needs. Really powerful sermon about being a Christian and walking the talk. And then so everybody told him what a wonderful sermon it was. So the next week he preached the same sermon. And everybody said, oh, okay, you know, it was a really good sermon. And they told him again what a wonderful sermon it was. So the next week he preached the same sermon. 3 weeks in a row. Now, people were kind of wondering what was going on. The fourth week rolled around, and he preached the same sermon again. A whole month he had preached the same sermon. So some people went to the Pastor Parish Relations Committee, and they said, David, we need you to talk to the pastor. He's preached the same sermon for 4 Sundays in a row. We've told him what a great sermon it was. But we want him to preach something else. So David went to the pastor and said, listen, I've got a question. And everybody's wondering why you've preached the same sermon 4 weeks in a row. And he said, well, when they start doing what I'm preaching, then I'll move on to something else. It's not enough to be hearers of the word. We've got to be doers also. Faith without works is dead. We can say we are extravagant, loving Christians, but if we don't prove it, if we don't do it, we're not fooling anybody. There are weeds among us. We're not going to pull them up. We're going to love them. We're going to love the people around us in this community with a grandmother's love. Smother them with kisses and hugs and feed them lots of cookies. Extravagant with our love. Let the weeds grow among us. Hate the sin, but love the sinner. You may not agree with them. It's okay. You don't have to. But let them see Jesus in you. Let them to come to know the love of Christ that you have in your life. And then in their personal relationship with Jesus, they'll become convicted and converted. It's not up to you and I to do that. We are not the judge. And remember, the harvest is coming. Judgment day is near. God loves you, and so do I.